Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Tuesday, February 21st, 2023. We'll call this meeting to order, and we'll begin our meeting as always with an invocation, which today will be led by Commissioner Pierce, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Erickson, if you feel led to rise.
Dear God, we pause now to thank you for all the many wonderful things that you provided all of us. We ask that you be with us. We thank you for this beautiful day, a little taste of summer today. And we ask that you be with our employees. Please keep them safe and bring them home. In God's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Join me in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God,
indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. We're going to start our agenda today a little bit out of order on our addendum. Under Sheriff's Department, item A is consider and possibly approve a resolution recognizing Brian Lopez for 28 years of service to Jefferson County Sheriff's Department and the citizens of Jefferson County and wishing him well in his retirement. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Zolfin, second by Commissioner Pierce. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Mr. Lopez, would you like to come up to the podium? Now I'm going to read this resolution, which says, whereas Brian A. Lopez has devoted 28 years of his life serving the people of Jefferson County with pride and professionalism, and has pledged his services as a deputy making a contribution to law enforcement in Jefferson County, serving as a peace officer in the patrol, narcotics, fugitive warrants, criminal investigations, Marine Safety Patrol, and Internal Affairs Divisions, and as an FBI task force agent, SWAT team member, and DEA task force officer. And whereas through hard work and commitment, Mr. Lopez has earned the respect of his colleagues and the citizens of Jefferson County, and having made a significant contribution to the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office, Mr. Lopez is recognized for his devotion to the common good and welfare of the citizens of Jefferson County and will be missed by his friends and co-workers. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Jefferson County Commissioners Court does hereby honor and commend Brian Lopez for his dedicated service as a valuable employee of Jefferson County and wishes you well in your retirement. Would you like to say something, Chief?
Yeah, I want to say something because this one's easy for me because he's, when I started, Brian was that guy for us who, you know, had to look after us and make sure we were doing the right things and making the right decisions. And actually, it says 28 years on there. He actually started in the service center 4 years prior to that. So it was actually 32 years with the county. And so he got tired of changing oil, so we gave him a gun. And I don't know, was that the right thing or a bad thing to do? But, you know, we became a family. We talk about raising our kids, and we also make similar decisions on our kids as growing up. Worked plenty of late nights with this guy. I think he had the whole department working out at one time and doing triathlons and whatever stuff, and I couldn't stick with him on that. But he's going to be really, really missed. He's worked in several divisions here and mastered each and every one of them that he worked in. But this is going to be one that we're going to actually miss around here, like truly, truly miss. This is, you know, I remember when he had hair and kind of getting nervous because, you know, mine is getting that way. But we're going to miss you, Brian. You and your wife, want to introduce your wife?
My wife, Damarellis Lopez.
Him and his wife are going to enjoy retirement. She told me he has a job lined up already. He's going to cook, clean, and wash, and fold, do laundry. And so he's going to be that guy for his household now.
Now I'm going to tell you the truth about Brian. No, Brian and I started together. I was working in the jail. Brian was over at the service center. Brian's become a brother to me. And I'm going to miss you.
Yes. All right.
But it's truly a family. I mean, we worked together for so long. His family, my family, we've become great friends. 32 years is a long time to be at some place. And, getting up every Monday and knowing I'm going to meet him at the coffee pot, it's just, it's tough. But we are going to miss Brian. He's done a great job for Jeff. I appreciate you, Brian.
Would you like to say something?
Yes, it's been an honor. Like I said, growing up in Port Arthur, really didn't have much. My dad was self-employed as a sign maker in Port Arthur, and when I got this job, he told me, I used to box, and when I got this job, he told me, he said, leave boxing alone. This is something you have that I will never have. So my dad died in 2018, and before that, he said, 3 months before that, he said, if I ever passed away, would y'all take care of your mother? We said, yes. Well, now she lives with us since 2018.
Right.
So there's a lot of reasons why I had to retire. I really enjoyed it. I love the system here. I love the camaraderie we have within the departments. It's been great. If I had to snap my fingers and wake up and do it again, I would do it again multiple times. So I appreciate everybody, mostly the late Norman Troy that you sit right there. That's who really hired me, and David Fontenot. And everybody from Mitch Woods to Sheriff Stevens, she was with me when she was chief and all the way to where she's sheriff now. So I really thank you. Thank everybody. It's been great. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Moving to items under purchasing, item A is to consider and approve specifications for invitations for bid for landside road pavement repairs at Jack Brooks Regional Airport pursuant to Chapter 262, Texas Local Government Code, the County Purchasing Act, and 2 Code of Federal Regulations, Sections 200.318 through 326. This project is 100% funded by the FAA Airport Improvement Project Grant Number 37. Item B is consider establishing an approved selection review committee to include one elected official to evaluate firms on the Texas Department of Agriculture's pre-qualified grant administrator list to facilitate the grant application procurement processes of potential grant funding from the TDA Community Development Fund pursuant to Chapter 262 of Texas Local Government Code, the County Purchasing Act, 2 Code of Federal Regulations, Sections 200.318 through 326. Item C is consider and approve, execute, receive, and file an auction of surplus property as authorized by Local Government Code Section 263.152A1 by Horns Auction, Inc., scheduled for March 4th, 2023 at 9 o'clock a.m. And via addendum, item D is consider and approve professional services agreement with Stewart Title for preparation of title services for the CDBG Disaster Recovery Home Buyout Program pursuant to Chapter 262 of the Texas Local Government Code, the County Purchasing Act, and 2 Code of Federal Regulations, Sections 200.318 through 326. Do I have a motion on those items under purchasing?
So moved, Judge, and
moved
I will.
And
I'll second.
Seconded, and who do you want?
I will name Natalie Roberts as my person to that committee.
Okay, I'll name Patrick, and you'll have to call Commissioner Senegal.
But I do need one elected official.
Carrie, you the new man.
Why did I know that was coming?
You the new man.
Stop it.
You wanna nominate Patrick?
Yeah.
Okay, he's gonna do Patrick, so I'm gonna do Carrie.
Gee, thanks.
I'm thinking about somebody from the Texas AgriLife group over there to be part of that. Can I come back with a name on that?
Yeah. I mean, she's going to be waiting on Commissioner Senegal's anyway. So if you want to... Is this for first-time sewer service?
Yes, it is. This is the...
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So he'll get back with you on that. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Auditor, item A is consider approved budget transfer for Road Bridge Precinct 4 for additional cost for repairs. Item B is consider and approve a budget transfer for the Treasurer for replacement of printer and check signature equipment in the amount of $1,960. Item C is consider and approve a budget transfer for juvenile probation for additional costs for computers in the amount of $81. Item D is consider and approve a budget amendment for Constable Precinct 1 for replacement of body-worn cameras in the amount of $19,228. Item E is to consider and approve a budget transfer for Constable Precinct 2 for purchase of a new printer in the amount of $2,300. Item F is to consider and approve budget transfer for Beaumont Maintenance for additional costs for computers in the amount of $121. Item G is to receive and file the Jefferson County Community Supervision and Corrections Department audit financial statements for the year ended August 31st, 2022. Item H is to receive and file the Jefferson County Juvenile Probation Department audited financial statements for the year ended August 31st, 2022. Item I is to consider and authorize the county judge to execute a time extension as required for the Hurricane Harvey CDBG home buyout and infrastructure grants administered through the Texas General Land Office. Item J is regular county bills, check numbers 503560 through 503756. Via addendum, item K is to consider and approve a budget transfer for elections for additional costs for computers. The amount of $201. Item L is consider an approved budget transfer county clerk cost to build out section of the county clerk's office in the amount of $15,000. Do I have a motion on the items under auditor?
So moved.
Moved and seconded. I have discussion. I have several questions. First, I've heard about this build out in the county clerk's office. Vernon, do you know about that?
She's going to answer that.
Okay. Yes, sir. Before taking office, I spent some time evaluating the process for the mail-in ballots in particular. I visited with the individuals at the barn. The new equipment has taken a lot of room up in that area. So when these ballots come in, which are all mailed to this location, and transport it to the barn, we have no room. And so in visiting and evaluating the process, it's best to have those ballots that are mailed here evaluated here. So we are proposing to take the back area of our office and doing a build out so that we can keep the two committees that evaluate those ballots and keep them in a more secure location away from all the equipment and all the running in and out of that location at the barn.
And I believe this is for the materials, and we're going to use internal labor to do the work.
Yes, we have computers, we have phone lines, and this is to do the actual build out.
Okay, and then Patrick, what did we discuss in budget about the body worn cameras, $19,228? It shows it coming out of contingency.
Yeah, we didn't approve those at that time. Yeah, we've had workshops. I think she's had a workshop previously on these. One of the questions we had was just, we know we're doing some of the sheriff's office body worn cameras through Motorola. I think, not sure if this is through Motorola, but these are the cameras themselves, not the in-car video or anything like that we're aware of.
Judge, you and I were on the same page with questions. Addition to that, Patrick, we approved for the Motorola cameras and all through the sheriff department, right?
Well, through our ARPA funds, yeah.
Okay. And this came up as an additional to it, or were they working together?
Yeah, I'm not sure that they're the two departments are working at that point. So if y'all want to table it.
Yeah. Can we do that? I mean, I would like, if we're going to have a workshop and we're going to discuss expenditures of these nature, I'd like to have a discussion closer to the time we vote on it as opposed to coming up. You know, we discussed it last July during budget hearings, and I've already forgotten the minutiae of the discussions, and I didn't see anything in the background information about it that enlightened me. Or
we can table and bring that back to you in March, whatever.
Back to the $15,000. What I read was some things there, and then the $5,000 as a potential for overage. Am I correct on that?
Construction is so iffy, so we're allowing ourselves the room should we need it. We are closer to the 10 at this time. We have cameras that we're still waiting on bids for, so that's where we stand.
Cameras, security, or, you know, yeah, I read all that.
They have to be streaming the entire time to review the ballots.
Is it streaming and voice?
I'm sorry?
Is it streaming and voice connected to it?
I don't believe that we're required to have the voice. It's just the video. I'll confirm that.
Please.
I'll confirm it.
Okay, if we can table those till week after next, because my understanding is maintenance is busy taking care of all of the requests of all the newly elected officials, and so, and you don't have an election coming up anytime quick right now, so we got a
We have April.
Weeks.
April.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then
early voting starts April 24th, and you know, we're already receiving these mail applications, the mail ballot applications.
Okay. And
Judge, I would say, just for purposes of discussion, that if you haven't been down, if any of you haven't been down to the voting barn, the new equipment takes up so much more space. I walked through there the other day, and I was amazed. There is literally no room left down there, and we are going to have to do some work to try and secure that location a little bit better and provide some space, some truly climate-controlled environment down there.
Oh, don't misunderstand me. I'm not saying I'm about it. These two expenditures may be very worthwhile and everything. I just felt like we didn't have any information about them until, you know, later in the game, and I'd forgotten some of the conversations from last summer about cameras and everything. So,
understand.
Commissioner, on that, what you stated about that workspace and that, I know we taped and we had conversations with people. Those things there kind of get under me when people not tell the truth to us. because everything was supposed to fit in there and everything was supposed to be where it wouldn't be a problem. And I'm hearing a problem now, and you just getting in, so you wouldn't assist, I'm sure. Patrick?
Yeah, I think our new machines take up more space
than
the old machines.
They do.
And that may be the issue, but yeah, we probably all do need to go down there and take a look at it.
I would appreciate y'all. Let me know. I'll gladly tour you.
What did we agree to on the, I understand about the cameras, but the this one with that.
The build out?
With the pending election.
I thought we said hold. Table, let's make sure.
No. I don't mind putting it back on week after next. I'd like to go down and look at where you're planning on doing it.
I guess it'd be, what's that time frame, too?
Yeah, I probably need to ask the maintenance group how long it's going to take them to build it. So
they're ready to start today.
Oh, I thought that they were working on other.
No, offices. They've been helping already. They've ran lines for me, and they're ready.
But my understanding is the materials were going to cost around $5,000, but we're transferring $15,000?
Well, we have computer lines, phone lines, relocating computers.
Well, can we do 10 today and then come back if something happens that we can tell the court?
That's perfectly fine. I just didn't want to be harassing y'all.
Okay, do we have a motion?
I'll make that motion.
All right, thank
so
you, sir.
So we got 10 on that. Are we tabling item D?
Yeah. I'm with that.
Okay. Thank you all very much.
I'd second that amendment.
Okay. And then one last item of discussion, Patrick, the Jefferson County Juvenile Probation Department audited financial statements for the period ending August 31st. There appeared to be an audit exception. Would that only because the regulatory accounting methods were not matched up with the generally accepted accounting principles? I mean, they just found out that the state and CPAs used two different accounting methods. They did not find any evidence of fraud or missing funds or anything like that. Is that correct?
Yeah, because these are for the grant funds themselves. This isn't the county funds. This is the grant funds.
Yeah.
You're doing it, and I see where you see a note one. Basis for the adverse opinion. And it is because of the different accounting principles between GAAP and or GASB.
Okay, but there was no missing money or any chance that we're going to be called in a grant covenant to reimburse anybody for anything missing?
No.
Okay, good deal. All right. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Commissioners, we have two items. Item A is consider possibly approving authorized county judge to execute a contract for legal representation pursuant to Texas Government Code Section 22.54.1036 with the law firm of Island and Bond and Barron and Bud, Cossack, Sumic, Farciola, and Taylor in the investigation representation of potential liability against manufacturers, designers, marketers, distributors, sellers, firefighting foam products known as aqueous film forming foam and other products containing perfluoroalkyl substances and related compounds. Jefferson County seeks a contract with outside counsel who are experienced and knowledgeable regarding this specialized litigation, its contingency fee contract, in the best interest of the residents of Jefferson County. No public funds will be expended. Item B is considering possibly approving a resolution for Fair Housing Month. Do I have a motion on those two items?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded by Commissioners Erickson and Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Treasurer, we have three items. Item A is to receive and file the investment schedule for January 2023, including the year-to-date total earnings on county funds. Item B is consider and approve wire for $74 to cover safekeeping fees from Wells Fargo Securities for the month of January 2023. And item C is consider, approve, and ratify the new safekeeping agreement with Hilltop Securities for county investments. Do I have a motion on those three items?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Pierce.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Erickson. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under crime lab, we have two items. Item A is consider and possibly approve out-of-state travel for Marsha Cox of the Crime Lab to assist with the ANSI ASQ National Accreditation Board assessment of the Customs and Border Protection Laboratories in California. That travel is funded at no cost to the county. Item B is consider and possibly approve out-of-state travel for Emily Esquivel for Crime Lab to assist with the ANSI ASQ National Accreditation Board assessment of Rapid City Police Department in South Dakota, funded at no cost to the county. Do I have a motion on those two items?
So moved. Second.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Erickson. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under risk management, we have two items. Item A is consider and possibly approve commercial property insurance from Berkshire Westshire Chester effective February 1st, 2023 for an annual premium not to exceed $2,280,540.28. Item B is consider and possibly approve the boiler and machinery insurance with Hartford Steam Boiler effective February 1st, 2023 for an annual premium of $26,809.39. Do I have a, well, before we do a motion, know that the court has been provided with some information from Susan with McGriff, as well as information from risk management, Aiden and Bernice. Apparently shows on the renewal options is printed that we have three options. A is reducing the total loss limit from $75 million to $50 million for a savings of $100,000. Option B is self-insured retention, $2.5 million per occurrence, plus a 3% named storm deductible, which would save $327,000 per year. Option C is reducing total insured value by deleting values under $100,000 from our inventory, which would be a savings of only $45,850.
Judge,
I need a motion.
I'd make a motion that we approve option A to limit that coverage to $50 million. And then also I would suggest that all members of the court look at the statement of values and that we move forward towards self-insuring our risk on buildings under $100,000 anyway. That's not a part of my, it's a part of my, the motion is for option A to go along with item B on the agenda.
Do I have a second?
I have second that.
Been moved and seconded?
The only thing is, Patrick, we need to make sure we have a special session for the financing of this thing to look at it close. It's quite a bit.
And it, as a part of discussion, I should have waited for that. I think we all need to look at our property statement of values,
right,
and look at those buildings that are under $100,000. I also think we need to move forward with the suggestion during budget time and budget some money to actually do an appraisal so we can come closer to our actual appraised values. I think that'll help us in going forward with future coverage quotes.
Does this include content?
Yes, this includes contents.
So, okay.
Any other discussion? All in favor with option A on item A and option B on the boiler and machine insurance, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under engineering department, we have one item to execute, receive, and file a road access easement agreement with Chevron Phillips Chemical for locating, opening, constructing, repairing, maintaining, or using a roadway to access pipeline right-of-way located in Precinct 4. And I think engineering provided an updated drawing that was different from the one we had in our packet.
Right.
And do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Second. Moved by Commissioner Alford, second by Commissioner Pierce. Any discussion?
No discussion. I just want to thank the engineering department. And of course, our learned attorney over there, Ms. Kathleen, for giving us the okay on it, and my staff for working with Chevron Phillips.
Very good. All right. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Clerk, we have one item to consider and possibly approve the increase of service charge for NSF checks, credit cards, or payment by electronic means from $20 to $30, which is being assessed by the bank for NSF checks. Therefore, we need to increase our fees to the customers to offset the new bank charges. In addition, new law in the local government code section 132.004 allows the county to apply a service charge or NSF fee to charges by electronic means that's the same amount as the charge for an NSF check. So do I have a motion on the either?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Pierce, seconded by Commissioner Erickson.
I got a discussion and question on this second part of the statement, and that is, can you explain to me, is it anything that comes through the county clerk's office will be charged an additional $30 to it, or can you explain to me just what does that mean when you start to talk about credit card charges and electronic means?
It's simply the any default on those processes and the payment.
You're not going to charge everybody. If somebody comes in and uses a credit card or a check and their check's good and their credit card's good, you're not charging them that, right?
No, sir. So this is for defaults.
So it's only NSF fee, and it's just basically to reimburse the bank for what they're charging us.
Correct.
Okay. But we're not making any money off
it. Right. No. We're just paying what's billed to us.
Okay. We're just trying to keep from losing money.
Yes.
But you do charge a credit card fee if you pay your taxes or anything with a credit card.
Your standard.
Raise my hand. But can we table this for a little while? Because actually, we have an agreement with our bank that we're not charged fees. Part of the offsetting of our balance we keep at the bank.
Okay.
Part
of our, bring it back a week after that?
Yeah, so let's just make it clear on what actually we're at. Because we want to make sure we're not making too much money there.
Very good.
Okay.
Everybody okay with that?
Mm-hmm.
All right, then that will complete our regular agenda. We'll now have a time of public comment. If you're attending virtually, you'll need to press *6 to unmute your line. And remind everybody that the court will be up at the legislature next Monday and Tuesday, so we will not have court next week. We'll have it following Tuesday. Any public comment? Any comment from any member of the court or elected official? If not, we thank you also very much for being here today, and we are adjourned.